trying a method that will hopefully start the stream a little faster than usual. People have been complaining, Ole, that it takes too long for the show to start. Okay, so there we go. That should be faster than usual. I'm delighted to have back on the program Ole Damegaard. Ole, how are you today?
I'm doing super good, thank you. And you?
I'm good. You're looking very well, my friend, there in sunny Spain, correct?
Yep.
Very good. Now, today, Ole, you've prepared a special program for us about the soulless shoes of death. And everyone who's been watching Crowdsource the Truth and seen your many really impressive presentations and appearances here on the show knows that you've been pointing out the sort of the signs and symbols of these false flag attacks, and it seems like shoes are showing up everywhere, right?
Can you believe it? It sounds like a joke, but I tell you, I've got quite a marathon lined up here for you, so I ask for some stamina and patience, and please hear me out.
Absolutely.
And then see if what I present makes any sense to you. Mm-hmm. So you let me know whenever you want to go. Let's get
we're ready.
The show
Ole
going.
Has prepared a PowerPoint presentation for us as usual. And just before we start with that, I do want to remind everyone that Ole and I are both engaged in independent journalism that requires the support of the viewing community. And people can support Ole's work by going to his website, which of course is lightonconspiracies.com. It's just loading right now. There we are. You can purchase books that Ole has written. You can contribute financially to his research. There's a shop right there that everybody can go to. Ole is one of the best known researchers and authors in the area of government corruption and political assassinations. He's written some fascinating books, so I would encourage everyone to go to lightonconspiracies.com and check out some of Ole's work over there. And with that, Ole, why don't we get right into the PowerPoint? I know you've got quite a lot to share with us.
I have indeed. I want to say also that I've got a newsletter on the website, and in this newsletter, if you sign up for it, you can go back in the archives and you can see over the years how I've been able to predict more than 12 of these false flag operations and even stop some of them before they even happened. This newsletter is packed with images and so on, where I point out the signs and the clues of upcoming false flag operations. And so anyway,
where do people find that newsletter? They join as members, is that it?
No, memberships and newsletter are the two different sources I have of income, so they're two separate. But you can also, there's also an option to buy both.
Got it.
So, okay. But it's a massive, massive website. And it's also like a safe house for other people, that researchers that are being attacked or being shut down on YouTube. People that really come forward with truthful information, I say, if they're shut down, I tell them, bring on your videos, whatever, send it my way. I post it on my website, mm-hmm. and so that it doesn't get lost just because YouTube wants to shut you down.
Right.
And so I have a whole lot of different articles from other people on a daily basis. So we got 2 to 5 new posts per day, new videos, new interviews. And the intention has been to make this website sort of a place where you can go and get a general idea of what's going on right now, every single day, all the important things in one place. And then you can use that sort of like a starting place and then go out in different direction wherever you want. But a lot of people, thank God, really likes it. And today actually is our birthday. It's the first year, latest website. So I just had a little martini to celebrate, and I'm
good
ready
to
go.
Very good, very good. And so people should definitely go to lightonconspiracies.com. Let's get right into the presentation, shall we?
We shall indeed.
Okay, great.
So the thing Over the years, I put some 35 years into this. And over the years, like I mentioned many times on your show, I have kept bumping into these shoes, these very strange shoes that are there right, left and center. Many times when people are assassinated, alleged terror attacks, alleged mass shootings and so on, alleged suicide bombings, alleged terrorist, whatever, their shoes in the images. And it's always been a mystery to me. What is up with these shoes? And the way I see myself is sort of like a self-educated crime scene forensic detective. Mm. And what I do is I try to go with an open mind to the crime scene. Many times I try to go on location. I've been to most locations here in Europe where these alleged attacks have happened, to several in the US and so on. And on location, try and see what actual evidence, what does the official story match up or whatever. And when you go to a crime scene and the same pattern or the same kind of thing keeps repeating, that is sometimes a clue that you are looking for the same perpetrator. Hmm. Like if it's a serial killer, sometimes they have their special signature and you will start recognizing that signature, and that will then hopefully lead you down the track towards the real truth and towards identifying who committed this thing.
Modus operandi, or pattern and practice.
That is it. And I believe that it's of very great value and importance to look for these clues. Are there any things that these things have in common? And if so, why, how, and who put it there? Hmm. So these shoes, some years ago, I was contacted by an insider, a Freemason, who told me that the shoes left there were not left there just by coincidence, but they were actually Freemasonic symbols. And he said people on crime scenes or staged terror attack locations or whatever, one shoe off meant that it's a sign, no, that it's the sign of that this individual is doing this, his part of this ritual voluntarily, just like in their own rituals. Huh. And two shoes means homage to the sacred space.
Wow.
Location where this ritual is being carried out.
Wow. That's amazing.
But also, I was contacted by another guy who an insider, I still don't know who he was, but he told me that I was doing a great job, but that I missed out on the clues. Hmm. And I said, what clues? I didn't have a clue what he meant, you know? So he said that the forces behind these operations are very, very aware of the law of karma. And so they believe that if they show us, even in subtle ways, what they're up to, then, and we do not react, then the bad karma is on our shoulders, not theirs. So it's in their interest to put subtle clues about what they're up to right in our face, right in front of us, but yet again, hidden, so that if we do not react, then it's our fault. You know, so from that very point where I started seeing that, my God, if this is, I couldn't believe it, because I thought it's so stupid. Why on earth would they give away clues about what they're doing? That just doesn't make sense. But when he said this with the law of karma, then sort of, okay, I can accept that, even though I think it's a twisted way of understanding this law. And I think these forces that have been up to so much mayhem over the years, I don't think that on the day that they say bye-bye from this earth, there is a very nasty experience waiting for them. Sure. But who am I to judge? I'm just doing my part. So once again, like when all of these operations takes place, the shoe keeps repeating, and in ridiculous locations as well. For instance, this is from a ladies' magazine, a hairdresser's, how to stay safe from a terrorist attack.
And well, then now, wait a minute, Ole, can you share your screen so we can see the shoe?
I thought I had shared the screen.
Oh, no, we're seeing you.
Well, I have shared it, we try again.
Sure, sorry about that. We're using a new...
Please let me know when you see it. Because...
Sorry?
No, let me see when you see it, because I've had my PowerPoint on all the time.
If you go back to appear in and click on that share screen sharing option, it should work. I'm sorry, Ole. We're trying a new video chat thing here today because we've had some bandwidth issues in the past, and I think it's working well, but the screen share isn't up right now.
But I'm sharing the screen now.
Maybe try stop sharing and restarting it, and maybe that'll do it. I'm sorry.
I do. Not a problem. I'll do it again. So I do screen share screen and share. Can you see that?
Unfortunately, no. Let's see. Yes, well, I can. That was my fault. I apologize, Ole. Let me bring this up full screen. There we go. Now we've got you. I am so sorry, sir. Please carry on.
No worry whatsoever. Okay, so here, for instance, is in a ladies' magazine as a hairdresser. There was this article about how to stay safe from terrorist attacks. And I would say the logical image to combine with an article like that would be like a bulletproof helmet or a vest or whatever, alarms or something like that. But here, the image is of shoes. Once again, the shoes. So in history, can you see the share screen
now?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay. In history, when you go back, the shoes have been used for many, many, many years. I would say centuries when you go back, the shoes has been very important. And especially when it comes to the Holocaust, where these alleged death camps, when you see images of victims or the images that symbolizes the death of these alleged victims, you often have like big mountains of shoes. And here to the left, you have in Budapest in Hungary, there's this monument. These shoes are made of metal, and they're there as a constant remembrance of the horror that is said to have happened during that time. Hmm. Also, after the Balkan War, the shoes and monuments of shoes were very important as well. Mm-hmm. And after the Iraq Wars, you have images as well. Here is, for instance, like there are thousands of pairs of shoes lined up in front of the very Freemasonic symbol, the Washington Monument, as a symbol for the fallen soldiers in the Iraq Wars. And if I can please remind you of General Wesley Clark, there's an interview with him, you can find it on YouTube, where he says that just a few days after the attack on 9/11, one of his colleagues came and said, have you heard the latest news? And he said, no, what? And his friend said, well, we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and then Iran. And he was like, what? Why on earth would we do that? Has it got anything to do with the attacks on 9/11? And his friend said, no, nothing. But this is what we're going to do. I don't know why, but this is what our orders are.
And it's been
so that was in 2001.
Accurate, hasn't
and
it?
Please, the countries, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran.
Yeah.
So we go on. And here, for instance, there was a big article about which countries have had the most terrorist attacks. And the image that they chose for this article was a shoe with blood. I ask you once again, what has a shoe to do with these terrorist attacks? We look at where did they actually happen. This is from 2016, but it's more or less the same now. We got Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Nigeria, Syria, Somalia, India, the Philippines, Yemen, Thailand, and then 10%, which is the rest of the world. The NATO countries and Western Europe and so on, where these alleged attacks have happened. So very similar to the same countries that General Wesley Clark was given an order to be part of attacking. The very same countries that there would be a benefit in demonizing, showing that these are crazy countries filled with terrorists. We need to go there for a reason to take out the terrorists, for democracy or whatever they want to call it.
Right.
And then when you look in media, the shoes just keep repeating. It's there all the time. Here's after the Westminster Bridge attack in London. This is not a stage photo. This is a photo of a guy who was hit by a car on the pavement here. It's just that they enlarged it. But I ask you, does that look like a real leg, shoe? Look at underneath the shoe. It's more or less new. There's no dust. There's no dirt, no nothing.
Right.
And the blood there.
Yeah.
Where does it come from?
Yeah,
does it come
bleeding
from the leg,
out the
from
heel
inside
of the
shoe?
Exactly.
Why hasn't it even gone down into the asphalt, into the pavement?
It's crazy.
So let's have a look at some of these attacks. We were talking about the Westminster Bridge attack, and here, all over the place, of photos and videos of the alleged victims, of the alleged attacker, and so on, they're missing shoes all over the place. To the right here, there's this woman who's trying to save the life of this gentleman here who is said to have been hit by the car. But of course, before she started to give mouth to mouth, she made sure to take off his shoes and place them very neatly on the pavement, as you do when you try and save somebody's life, and so that it ends up right in the center of the photo of this photographer who just happened to be there. We have the London Bridge attack, which was another attack. Here you got the forensic. But what is right in the center of the image? What is right in the center? A shoe. We have the Manchester Arena attack. And of course, if you've been inside an arena where a bomb have exploded and there are lots of broken glass and bolts and nails from this alleged bomb, of course, the first thing you think of is taking off your shoes and walk bare feet. Then the symbol is we stand together. What is there? A pair of shoes. This shoe to the right here is belonged to a lady that is said to have been injured by shrapnel from this bomb. But thank God she was saved by her cell phone. That is another repeating pattern, is that people get saved by their setups. So that anytime that somebody places a bomb near you or shoots at you with an AR-15, no worries, just hold up your laptop and that will save you. I would suggest, is it possible that we're seeing product placement here?
Whoa.
And here, the photo of this lady that had been injured by the bomb is of her shoe with a piece of what looks like a nail put inside the shoe. And if you look at it, look at this shoe. The photographer came way later and the shoe is still totally fresh inside the shoe. Is that a natural way that this would happen? Here we have the victim, a police officer that is said to have been stabbed to death outside Westminster, the Parliament in London. This is the Westminster Bridge attack. And when the ambulance arrived, of course, the medical staff did not try to save him. Instead, it was security guards and a British MP that were there giving him CPR, as you do when people have been receiving multiple stabs to the upper body and the neck. I'm sure CPR would do the trick. And this guy then was the hero in the press. He was knighted afterwards. But this guy is very present in other alleged terror attacks. For instance, he was the one in charge when British tourists were being shot at a beach in Tunisia. And he also had a brother that was killed at the Bali bombing. We're going to come back to these two events. So this guy who appeared with what appeared to be like ketchup on his forehead, he was sort of in the press just said, lifted him to the skies as an absolute hero. Hmm. I'm asking you, I've asked people, ambulance drivers and medical staff and so on, they wouldn't let a guy like that near the victim. They would just be back off, we take care of this. But this is not what we see here.
Ole.
Instead, we see this police officer's feet, they've taken off the shoes, they've taken off the socks, and they lift off these feet like they were a holy grail. Look at the how this whole picture is staged. It looks like an old religious painting almost, like where you can hear the angel choir in the background, like, hallelujah.
You know, Ole, someone in the comments is talking
and
about...
And doesn't appear on any photos, but he was there trying to save this police officer. And while trying to save him, he lost his shoes. So the very next morning, he was invited to British morning TV. And in the studio, he arrived without shoes. I don't know about you, Jason, but is there a possibility that maybe he would have another pair at home? And so that when he arrived for the first time ever on national TV, that maybe he could have put on some other shoes. But instead, he came bare feet, and his feet were part of the conversation about this heroic attempt to save this guy.
Very bizarre.
Here we have a recent, it's called the Parson Green attack, where there was a bomb going off inside a train. They claim awful operation. The alleged bomb that was filmed was a plastic bucket with a few electric wires, a plastic bag inside of it, and a few papers that somebody had lit. There was absolutely nothing, no explosion, no victims, no nothing. Absolutely 100% staged. But the aerial photo of the train station, what did it show? A pair of shoes outside the train. And outside in the street, where you just see the action there with the fire vehicles and the police cars and so on, what is there? A pair of shoes. Somebody had just happened to drop his shoes off, as you do. Hmm. Here's another a case of a young girl that disappeared that has caused media all over the world to go into a frenzy almost. What happened to Madeleine McCann?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things pointing in towards, I would suggest, international pedophile trafficking thing with high-level politicians involved in this case and so on. So the BBC had a story recently about what is happening and what is the update. And what was the image was illustrating this article? A pair of shoes.
Crazy.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
Here you have, there's a whole wave of stabbings going on. I think they're up to 72 within a month or something like that. Absolutely crazy. And every single time that I look into these things, in the crime scene photos are nothing but a shoe. The top photo is from a recent accident at an air show where they said that a plane crashed and people were injured and cars took fire and so on. So what is the illustration? A shoe. I used to work as a journalist and a photographer. Had I come back from a job from an air crash and with a photo of a shoe, I mean, I would be kicked out. I would lose my job. And for sure, the chief editor would never use that image.
Right.
But here is the image used. And when the British MP, Theresa May, celebrated Christmas last year, what did she put on top of her Christmas tree? A shoe. Are we starting to see some kind of strange pattern here? We have the French attacks, where the Charlie Hebdo, that's the top one to the left, mm-hmm. You have the two shooters that went out and killed a police officer on a pavement. At least that's the official story. We managed to track down this dead police officer. He's doing great. He lives in Buenos Aires. Whoa. He's a Mossad agent, and he was paid $666,000 for his appearance in this drama.
Wow. How
and
do we know
he's
that?
He's allowed back in France within the next 4 years, I believe.
You spoke
anyway,
with
the two shooters, when they ran out of the car, there is a trainer right outside the door on the passenger side. But when the shooters came back, both of them had both shoes on. The shooter on the passenger side picked up the shoe, threw it in the back seat, and then the car raced off. So the shoe was part of the whole thing. Underneath that, we have Nike trainers. It's more or less always Nike from the November the 13th attack, where lots of photos were taken of shoes abandoned in the street. Top right, another attack. Flowers, candles, and a shoe. And underneath, there were some riots afterwards, where you see here in the middle a shoe, but look, what is above it? That looks like a character from Phantom of the Opera or Freemasonic like Eyes Wide Shut character with a cape and a mask. And what is that photo? But that was shared in international media from these riots. I tell you, totally staged photo in my world. Here we have the Bataclan massacre in Paris as well. So what is the image that symbolizes this? You got posters in the background with what look appears like running blood. We got one that talks about the Charlie Hebdo one. And by the way, I've been informed by a French guy that Je suis Charlie, with the slogan, this is really a marketing slogan that was spread right after the Charlie Hebdo attack. Je suis Charlie, it means I am Charlie, but actually it's slang, and what it actually stands for is I'm an idiot. So everybody who says Je suis Charlie is actually saying I'm an idiot. And well, I think that says it all. Truck attacks, where a truck is said to have ran into a crowd and killed 84 people, 202. That was the official story the first night. After 1 week, the 202 victims were suddenly 303. And after 2 weeks, it was 404. Is that the number of injured could go up? Are these people who went home and after 2 weeks noticed, oh my God, I broke my leg. What happened? Oh, it was the truck attack. I need to go to the hospital. Is that how these hundreds of new victims appear? Or is it part of a psyop, part of false flag operations, where the whole thing is to spread fear, and where the bigger the numbers are, the more emotional impact they can get out of these operations?
What are Ole, shoes, shoes, are you shoes, able to shoes. Hear me?
Up top left, there are two women there mourning. There's a dead victim with a sheet over. And what is on top of it? A black shoe. A pigeon, the symbol of peace, and a shoe. And I think now they started to, the more I and other people have started pointing to shoes, the more and more they've started to use another symbol, I would suggest, the bicycle. I started to see more and more bicycles in the background of these operations. What is going on, Jason? There is a very, very important film called Wag the Dog. I can very much recommend, with Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman. Mm-hmm. And this, the theme in this film is that there is a scandal, a sex scandal inside the White House. The president is abroad. And he's left sort of the building and called in experts to sort this mess out before he comes back home. So Robert De Niro is sort of a fixer. Whatever the problem is, call Robert De Niro. He will sort it out. So he comes in and he sees that, oh, my God, this is a massive scandal. So we need a massive distraction. So he calls in his friend, Dustin Hoffman, who's a Hollywood producer, who's an he's used to make up scenarios and screenplays and timelines and whatever. And together, what they create is a fake war against Albania. They leak out information to media saying that, there's been terrorists in Albania that have been planning an attack to the US. So because of all of this, we had to defend ourselves. So there's a war now with Albania. Absolutely nothing in real life is happening, but in the media, suddenly there is a war going on. And so they keep on building up the story, and they need a hero. So they call in a war veteran played by Woody Harrelson, whose name is Old Shoes. That's what they call him. They even got Willie Nelson come in, make a song that is called The Old Shoes. And they record it so it sounds like it was recorded in the 1920s. And that, together with the whole story, the song and all of that, it becomes a massive campaign. But also they go out and they need to sort of do something to get the public, Joe in the street, involved. And so they start to throw out shoes up in the trees over telephone lines and so on. And this starts a whole thing that across the nation, where people out of sympathy and so on, and patriotism starts throwing shoes up there. So we got shoes, shoes, shoes. Still images.
Oh, Ole, we're losing you a little bit. Ole, can you hear me? Ole. Can you hear me, Ole? Can you hear me?
Jason.
Yeah. I think you lost me. Let's see what we can do to get it back. Sorry, Ole. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Ole? Can you hear me? I was hopeful that this might help us, but... Ole, can you hear me? Let's do this. Let me try to reconnect to Ole. Let's reconnect on Skype. We'll reconnect on Skype. Sorry about that, everyone. It's always difficult when technical problems arise. We'll get Ole back here in just a second.
Jason?
Ole, I'm very sorry. I was hopeful that that would work better for us. Your presentation was going up until the moment that we just stopped. The only problem is you could not hear me, so we can carry on from exactly where you left off.
So, are we going to continue here on Skype instead, yeah?
Let's do that, because the other thing wasn't working, I don't think.
Okay, so...
I apologize, Ole. Everyone is very interested. No. We had some questions from the chat. People are asking, what about when Hillary Clinton collapsed on 9/11 and her shoes remained there?
If you wait, I'm going to come there.
Very good.
So how long did you see this one from Nice?
Up until you started saying, "Hey, Jason, are you there?" We had everything you said. Yes, we saw that.
So we saw that, okay.
Yeah, so you can just push that Skype window all the way down to the bottom, and then we can carry on.
So did you hear this story about Wag the Dog as well?
Yes, we did.
Excellent. So the shoe. And one of my friends, whistleblower, Cody Snodgrass, mm-hmm. he told me that he thinks that there's an even a more because he said that with his experience within MK Ultra, one of the things when an individual is broken down to be able to be used as an asset, a mind controlled asset, what they do is that they put this individual through absolute horrific things like torture, sexual abuse, rape, you name it. And the intention is to split the personality so that the soul is just, there's no way for the soul to go. And so it splits into another personality that can then be controlled by these controllers. But what they do is, in the meantime, while they take this victim through all of these things, they hold up symbols in front of them that will later be used as trigger symbols, meaning that in the end, when they've broken down an individual totally, in the end, it's enough just to show the symbol and boom, that is so traumatic for that person that he just splits into the second personality or whatever that can be controlled. Right. So Cody was suggesting that here we have all of this horror that has been presented for so many years, and every single time we go into this emotional, oh my God, that can't be true, there's the shoe. That even rhymed. But so that your conscious mind doesn't notice the shoe, but your subconscious mind is very aware of everything. So he said he believes that this shoe is sort of a mass mind control trigger. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And we've seen many of these triggers for MK Ultra victims, like Sirhan had the woman in the polka dot dress that people suspect may have been a trigger.
Yeah.
The Batman movie theater shooter, you and I have discussed, he may be an MKUltra victim.
Yeah. So I ask you, Jason, is it possible or even plausible that alleged terrorists in faraway countries like Sudan, Afghanistan, out in desert areas and so on, could control what Western media would publish? Could they force the editors at the BBC or CNN to use specific images? The New York Post, Washington Post, the New York Times. I ask you, that is a question that I think is valid. So let's look at some other countries. Here we have the truck attack in Sweden last year. There was a second, shoes, where the victims are. There was a second truck attack that followed because according to Chip Tatum, another CIA whistleblower who's been involved in false flags, he said that sometimes if the operation is not giving the required emotional impact in the public, then you need to add to the whole impact by another. It's normally sort of like a mini version of the same attack, but in a smaller version. And here we had a second truck attack. Here it's the white truck here. And what is right above that on the aerial photo? It's a telephone line with a pair of shoes. I lived in Stockholm for years. I never saw tennis shoes over the telephone lines or anything.
I've seen them in Brooklyn.
But these shoes have been used in for drug trafficking or drug dealers.
It indicates the shoes an have area become, of drug activity, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So here, there were some riots in Sweden as well, and okay, to the for the riots here, there was a photo of an ambulance, and in front of it, a pair of shoes. As a photographer, press photographer, your job is to get an image that can add to the article. And if you had been told, I need a photo of an ambulance, wouldn't you get rid of these shoes that are so distracting, and then maybe change the angle or just move the shoes?
Zoom in or something.
Or is it the shoes? We go to Ireland. Here, there's a recent shooting in Ireland. What do we see there? A shoe. There's a recent alleged murder, a shoe. Here is some shoes from alleged victims from bombings in the past. Articles about the mass shooting in Norway, shoes. We go to Denmark. Here's the alleged shooter at the Copenhagen shooting, which I predicted 1 month before it happened. The shooter is lying there, two shoes on and a shoe next to him. That was a whole stage thing. He was hit by 38 shots, they say, not a drop of blood, except a little on his hip. And so the whole thing just sucked. And here is a recent photo from Denmark where 65 shoes symbolizes the number of dead people due to cut downs in the public services. But one, it's the shoe equals death type of thing that of being fed subconsciously. Here in Italy, there was this story recently about a young couple that kicked a homeless guy to death and then put him on fire.
Jeez.
Soto from the story, a pair of slippers. Here's some riots from a football riot in, I can't remember where that was, but the photo accompanied was together with the article, a small little mountain of shoes. And many of these riots and stampedes at football stadiums, fires that breaks out and where people are killed, I tell you, are gladio operations, as far as I've been able to find out. They're to inflict fear. That's the whole idea, to inflict fear, random violence, random acts of horrific things, spontaneous death from any type of angle, meaning that you're not safe anywhere, not even when you go on a Sunday afternoon at a football game to relax.
You know, one of our viewers here on Periscope is pointing out that so many of the shoes are Nikes. What do you think of that?
It is Nike. I thought I mentioned that. It's Nike all the time, more or less. Yeah. So I'm going to come back to that. It's a very good observation. Nike, Nike, Nike. So here in Belgium, shoes. We've got Spain. Are you kidding me? Terror attacks, shoes, shoes, shoes. Look at the photo to the right. I mean, is that sandal there, is it discreet in any way or form? I think not. We've got Turkey. Here is a mass shooting at a nightclub on New Year's Eve a few years ago, a massacre. So what is the what is the image we're showing? Shoes. Here's another terror attack, shoes. Some other attack. All of these are different attacks. Here, like you said, Nike shoes, Nike shoes. And this one was the Ankara terrorist attack at the airport. So, of course, the airport, but here, part of the image.
We lost your audio there for a second, Ole. Here at the airport, what are we seeing? It's a Nike again.
It's Nike again. It's all of these are Nike.
Yeah. And of course, Nike is located in Oregon, where Quinn Michaels has told us there's quite a lot of occult activity. I wonder if there's any connection between Nike and that aspect of it. I'll have to ask Quinn about that.
Please do. And also, I'm going to come back to the founder of Nike, who's a former military guy and so on, and who's also come up to the surface recently in a different way. But here in Lebanon, we have the same thing. Shoes, shoes, shoes from all of these alleged terror attacks. But they made this, up the top right one, they made this, I don't know what to call it, sculpture as a symbol of resistance and liberation of Lebanon. And I thought that's quite interesting because what does that show you? Is that these people in Lebanon that knows about these operations using the shoe as a symbol, that they're sort of giving it back or returning, saying we want to be liberated from the shoe?
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know for sure. Then we got Iraq here. Shoe, shoes. Here again, look at the color of the blood. That is very recently happened, if it's real blood. And then you have a lady's shoe almost put on top. No blood stain, no nothing. The shoe to the right, discreet? I think not. Benghazi, Libya, where, well, the US has a lot to do with that one. So let's go and take photos of the crime scene. A rubber boot and a Wellington one and shoes. You got Ukraine. We go to Tunisia. Here it is said that there was an attack on British tourists in Tunisia, where this MP that we saw at the Westminster Bridge attack, he was the one that was in charge of the situation. And here, what are the photos we're being shown? Sandals, books with blood on it, and shoes, flowers. Iran, here's a recent assassination. And also, just yesterday, I think, there's a big thing in Iran now, at least they say, that Nike has refused to deliver shoes to the Iranian football team for World Championship.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm just pointing it out because what is going on? Here we have Pakistan. It's not from the same event. All of these are from different events, but images shared here. Here we have an amazing proof of reincarnation because in 2014, there was a mass shooting in Pakistan at a school there. Lots of children where they said they were killed. And one of the children killed was Noah Postner, who actually died 2 years earlier in Sandy Hook.
Oh, wow.
How is that possible? If you look at this, the main image here, that is from a BBC news report from Pakistan, where in the background you see the exact photo of Noah Postner. But it was in multiple places. It was not the same poster, but his photo kept being shown everywhere. And Lenny Postner, the dad of Noah Postner, was approached, and but instead of being like, how is it possible that my boy survived and then died 2 years later, more or less on the exact day of his death, he tried to sue and shut down people who asked questions.
Really?
And this woman, this BBC reporter, she has almost a lookalike after the Parkland, Florida shooting, where there's an alleged mother there who looks very similar to this one.
Huh.
So I don't know. But here we have a photo from the school where these children have been said to have been shot. So, I mean, it looks like an absolute massacre. And what have we got in the center? Shoes. Yemen. How surprising. Syria. Nike shoes
in Syria. Wow.
Nike. Can you see? It's like most of them. And look at the color of the blood. That is super fresh blood. This is not like hours later when the press comes there. So what are we looking at? Is this real blood? Are these real pictures of terror attacks? Or are they just totally staged? That's
right.
The question.
Right.
We're looking here. There's an alleged attack on a Catholic church in Nepal. What's there? Why? Tell me, give me a logical reason why the shoe would be in focus here, not the church or
right.
anything else.
Right, that's the most outstanding feature there, is the photographic composition. It's almost like an ad for the shoe, or an artistic photograph about the shoe.
Exactly. Here we have a Russian crash site. There's so many of these airplane crashes that there's so many weird questions around that. And here, what is the image of a shoe?
Yeah.
We have Egypt. Here's another airplane crash. What is the photo taken of? The shoe. And then the terrorists that carried out this or some other events, they were executed, it said. So the image that was shown from the execution was this very staged photo, I would say, of somebody hanging or lynched. And then a pair of feet with sandals on.
Weird.
And I don't know, but I tell you, if you've seen somebody being hung or hanged, they kick, you know, and the shoes would just be fly off.
Yeah.
That is not a real photo. Here, more from the same country. Do they look familiar in any way or form?
It's overwhelming, Ole.
Palestine, Israel, here's a pizzeria that was blown to pieces. So let's take a photo of the pizzeria that was attacked. Glass, broken glass, and a pair of shoes. We look here, they are hunting down Palestinian terrorists. What do we see? Shoes, 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 shoes. Shoes, Palestinian, Israeli. We got Bali, Indonesia. What are the chances, Jason, that the shoe is right there in the blown-up nightclub here?
Well, I've been to Indonesia recently. Well, the fact that they're all in the foreground is such an outstanding coincidence, it seems impossible.
I totally agree. But I'm not the one who took them. I'm not the one who published them. I'm not the one who chose...
Right.
That is the image we're going to use for this article. And this Bali bombing, that is a major one. I would very much like to do a show on that one, because that is a major one and most people haven't even heard of it. We go to Thailand, where there's a lot of terrorists as well. And for instance, we go back to Bali. The bomb went off, and almost before the local police were on site, there were 17 FBI agents there with FBI uniforms on.
In Bali.
On location in Kuta, Bali. How, oh how, oh how is that possible?
Oh, wait,
there's an 11
isn't the FBI supposed to operate domestically within the United States? What are they doing in Bali?
Thank you, Jason. Thank you. But that is in the old days, because now they have spread all over the place. And here in Thailand, look at the top right image. That is from a site where a suicide bomb is taken. But the technical equipment they're using, can you see what it says on it? FBI.
Oh. Wow.
Kenya. Here, alleged shootings at universities and supermarkets. airports, suicide bombers. What is the image of? Nigeria.
And Ole, where are you getting all these images from? Just news articles and websites that are reporting on these stories? It's an overwhelming number of images of shoes.
Go search for them yourself. Yeah, I've been looking everywhere. And over the years, I've just kept collecting and collecting and collecting. And it's just grown on me. It's like, how is this possible? So I started becoming more and more focused on these shoes. Here we have Somalia. Here we have Afghanistan. I mean, look at the top right one. What is the photo of? Is it the story of a shoe? My personal story, you know,
right.
Is that what they're talking about? Is that a personal interview with a shoe? Or what is it? Here, Afghanistan again. Look at the color of the blood. That is not natural blood after a while, you know.
Yeah. They all seem very staged.
India, here we have a riot, a stampede and a footbridge. Lots of people killed, they say, photo of shoes. Here's an alleged terror attack in Mumbai, shoes, blood and shoes. Here's the shoes of the terrorist that blew himself up. It's not even the same pair, but the shoes are there, blood and then an empty shell. New Zealand. On New Zealand, the shoes are very important as well, but here they symbolize the number of suicides instead, but they still come out as a symbol of death. We go to Australia. The shoes, the Nike shoes, the Nike shoe. Canada, the recent attacks here. Do you know? What are we looking at here?
Well, those look
deadly
like
van
Adidas.
Attacks. So, sorry?
Those look like they might be Adidas shoes.
Most of the time it's Nike.
Yeah.
No, you can see that on the side it's Nike.
Oh, really?
And
wow.
Then, can you see that on the front, the one closest
perhaps.
To the center, you can see the Nike symbol. And then they've been very kind. If you look at the stomach of the victim, they left his cell phone there just in case he got an emergency call or something like that.
Wow.
Here, you have, yeah, and another victim they carried away, and they put the big medical bag right on top of the head of the victim. I haven't put that in here, but I can show you that afterwards.
Oh.
Here is in Toronto as well. Shoes, 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 shoes. Not the same shoes. Japan, recently, Benjamin, Mr. Terror himself, Netanyahu, invited the Japanese PM for dinner. And so what was the dessert?
What are they doing
serving?
With shoes on the table?
That is such an insult to a Japanese, you cannot even
yes.
imagine. And here the dessert was served in a shoe.
In Japan,
so,
Ole, you can't even wear your shoes into someone's home as a guest. If you go to a Japanese home, they will have house shoes laid out, and you take your shoes off and put on the slippers. That's shocking to see a shoe on a table in a Japanese diplomatic meeting.
I know. So what is going on here? Is this a dinner, or is it intimidation? Is that sort of a very, very serious insult, or saying also, you're going to have it if you don't get in line? I don't know what the message is here, but this is very, very weird, I would suggest. So, of course, this all happened in other countries where people are sleeping. So, it could never, ever happen in the States now, could it? Let's have a look.
Well, I'm sure it's happening like crazy. Fred Edwards comments that in 1998, Bill Clinton signed the Joint Terrorism Task Force into law, essentially joining the CIA and the FBI. So perhaps that explains why the FBI is operating internationally so much like that. And we know Robin Gritz was the liaison between the CIA and the FBI and the CIA.
Okay. So here we have the shoe bomber. We have shoe bomb scare. We have shoes outside the Capitol. We have, let's go back in history here a while. Here at the Oklahoma City Bombing Museum, what is in the museum? Shoes.
We've got a viewer on Periscope, Ole, who's in Japan, who agrees that's ridiculous.
I know. But here, so many alleged crimes, so many alleged drive-by shootings, violent murders and stuff like that. I'm in contact with police officers both in the U.S. and in Sweden, and I've asked about these crimes, and they say the crime statistics is totally incorrect. It's so pumped up with fake events there to get more funding and also create more panic among the citizens of the country, you know, to keep us in fear mode. So many times when you look at these alleged drive-by shootings or whatever, they're photos of shoes. Here's U.S. homicides are taken from different crime scenes. I mean, look at these photos. Are they not more or less identical to the other ones? Meaning, I mean, the top right one, what is that? Is that jam on a carpet? Here we have LAPD crime photos. I mean, an arm with a knife, and next to it, he put his shoes. Shoes lying in the street. How, I ask you, if you are shot attacked or assaulted with a knife or a bat or whatever, will you, if somebody hits you, will you fly out of your shoes? If you're shot, will the force be so powerful that your trainers will fall off? I don't know.
Probably
that is in the world of cartoons.
Yeah. Well, I think if you get hit by a car or something, that can happen, but none of these scenarios.
I've heard about train and car accidents. I've spoken to police officers, and they said, yes, it happens, but very rarely. So here we also, there was a whole series of human feet being washed up on different areas in the U.S. At least that is what we're being told in media. And most of the time, Nike shoes. Here, gunman shoots two men outside Queens. The photo of a Nike trainer, what has that anything to do with a shootout in Queens? The bottom one to the left is from Portland, Oregon, crime scene. Two Nike shoes and a sandal. Down below, Brooklyn team, 15 shot, and a pair of trainers. Here are some other alleged murders and very strange events in the U.S. where the shoe. Do you remember the Heaven's Gate mass suicide?
Yes.
Which was a sect that was waiting to be picked up by aliens or whatever, and then they committed suicide. All of them wearing Nike shoes. All of the victims were carrying Nike shoes, identical ones. So even Nike, I think they made a model that was named Heaven's Gate, or at least they were using it there in their marketing.
Wow.
Here after 9/11, I know people, I've been contacted by people in New York who were there after the attacks on 9/11.
Yeah.
And they said that they were walking around there, and on the pavement, sometimes there were big heaps of shoes there. And they were like, they thought, where did they come from? Are they from the victims? That's what they thought. But when you look at this, you have to ask yourself, was that part of the psyop there, part of sort of triggering the fear, trauma, and so on.
Here Ole, we have. Sorry, I don't mean to break your flow, but while you're on the subject of Heaven's Gate, and this is going to, I don't know, but Vice has an article that says the Heaven's Gate Nikes and the sneakerheads who collect them, and they're showing these Nike Heaven's Gate sneakers in Vice. You and I were just talking about that. Sorry, please carry on. We'll come back to that.
Oh, please send me the link there. Tell you, Vice, that magazine, I totally distrust them.
Yeah.
I truly believe that they are totally part of intelligence agency things. They try to set me up. They were part of the Bataclan massacre follow-up interviews, and they've just set up Sidethorn and his partner Conspiracy Granny, who were arrested while being filmed by the Vice crew. I warned Sidethorn to go to that interview because I told him, and he went anyway. It was an ambush, and now he's facing 30 years or more in prison. And Conspiracy Granny, it seems like she's going to be she's in jail as well, that she's going to be transferred to a mental institution for 2-3 months, and after that she's facing 20 years in prison.
Wow.
So these people really need our support at the moment, because things are getting out of hand here. So Columbine high school shooting, are you kidding me? This was the one of the first major ones. And what do we see here to the left? The shoes were there as well. You were mentioning the Batman Aurora shooting. What is there? The AR-15. Why do they always use the AR-15? Because there are many other weapons that have exactly the same firepower and so on. But this one is the only one that looks military, as far as I know. So it's perfect to look scary.
Well, it's my understanding, Ole, that an AR-15 is a category of gun, kind of like a pickup truck is a category of vehicle, and they just want to ban those. So I think that's why they're always using AR-15.
Yeah, but this AR-15 is a specific model as well that we keep seeing at this. Maybe you're correct. If so, I stand corrected. But here we have the shooter is said to have been in a Batman outfit. So he dropped his gun and his pink sandals. So was he wearing like pink sandals and a Batman outfit?
It's a good look.
I don't know. Maybe it matches. I don't know. But so we got the Boston Marathon bombing. Running shoes are potent silvers of Boston bombing. Look at the photo. Look here. Here's one of the articles about the Boston Marathon bombing.
Wow.
We will finish the race. The stories behind these shoes. You got in the street after the bombings, the shoes. They've even got a monument built inside a museum built out of shoes. We go to San Bernardino, the alleged terror attack there. Crime scene photos. We got weapons, bags, and shoes. We go to Sandy Hook. Lots of messages written on shoes to remember the victims. Nike shoes. The Orlando Pulse shooting. Shoes, 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 shoes. Even in the U.S. Senate, they were showing images of shoes while discussing gun control. And these shoes up to the left were worn by a doctor at one of the hospitals, and there was some blood from one of the victims that dripped on his trainers, his Nike trainers, so they became this symbol for gun control, and even used in the US Senate. The Manhattan truck attack. We have here the guy who is dressed very much in Pepsi-Cola colors, things in the background as well. There's another suicide bomber there that failed, but right in front of him, shoes. There's shoes outside the attacker's home. And also, they were warning about the Islamization of different groups. So, of course, the image they chose was shoes, and then no shoes allowed. So we go to the Texas church shooting. He had said that the hero, they love the heroes, when the guy went in and started shooting at the church, this neighbor heard it and he ran out without his shoes. It says here, Texas church shooting hero left his shoes, picked up a gun, and then went after the gunman and killed him.
And of course, that's the shooting that's most connected to Sidethorn, right? The Sutherland Springs?
Yeah. Here we have Pizzagate. There's a lot of shoes here also, and the symbolism of shoes going all the way into the Vatican, possible connection into the Vatican with red shoes.
The red shoes,
and
so. Yes.
We have the Charlottesville car attack. Here you can see the car that crashes right into the crowd, they claim, and shoes, shoes, shoes around there. So let's have a look at the Charlottesville attack. This is after the car is said to have driven right into the crowd, killed one woman, that was her name was Heather Hay, that wasn't even close to, she was standing next to the car, she wasn't even hit by the car. Her mother said that she died from a heart attack, but anyway, it's claimed that he killed her. So this is when the car reverses away from the scene.
Yeah. A lot of people were bringing
that
up.
Did you see that?
That they had seen the shoe and it's bouncing. Yeah.
Okay, so Hollywood. I mean, some people say in Hollywood have told me that you cannot get your budget to a movie before it's been approved by Pentagon. So here, this is Mission Impossible number 3. Check it out, Tom Cruise. Here we go. Did you see it?
Yeah, the shoe. Now, you know, Mission Impossible obviously represents, you know, some of the biggest budget movie making in Hollywood. And, you know, something, Ole, that Quinn and I have been looking at quite a bit is the ties between Scientology, which obviously Tom Cruise is almost a spokesperson for, and the Process Church, which is an occult, you know, satanic kind of a thing. There's a show actually premiering tonight in the United States on CBS called Strange Angel, which is based on the true life story of Jack Parsons, who was a NASA JPL rocket scientist during the time that NASA was first coming about. And he was close friends with L. Ron Hubbard, who was the founder of Scientology, and both Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard were involved in, you know, occult ritualistic sex parties and wife swapping and all kinds of kind of like dark magic stuff that I think most people find pretty out of the ordinary and possibly linked to some of the things you're bringing up today.
You better ask Quinn about these things. I don't know. But here we have the Las Vegas shooting, and here, just like normal, you see the guy in the middle here, he's been part of being shot at, and so of course you take off your boots and walk home in your shoe, in your socks. Please notice his girlfriend next to him, where you see the pattern of her shorts are the American flag. This is one thing, when these false flag attacks happen, and if you're there, and you're freaking out, please look for somebody dressed like the American flag. You will know that he's part of the operation and he can help you, assist you with if you need toilet or drinks or whatever. Because this is standard procedure every single time.
Ole, what about that photo? I'm sorry again to interrupt, but do you recall this photograph of Seth Rich, the DNC staffer who was allegedly killed, who appears in a famous photograph, allegedly from 4th of July, where he's wearing a total American flag outfit. Do you know that?
Nope.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
No, but sometimes these things happen, of course, naturally.
Yeah.
But when you see them, keep repeating. And here you have survivor's boots become an iconic image of hope. Hang on 2 seconds.
Wait. Sure. Incoming phone call. So Ole is giving us one of his patented presentations on the overwhelming array of shoe imagery related to terror attacks, knife attacks, mass shootings, etc., all around the world. It really is quite amazing. Truth Seeker right now is telling us that 33 UFOs hiding behind Comet Hale-Bopp were supposed to save the Heaven's Gate souls. So there's that number 33 showing up again, Ole.
Yeah. But here you have survivor's boots become iconic image of hope. And the boots are exactly the colors of the American flag as well. You got multiple shoes here in the streets. So we go to the Parkland school shooting here, the Time cover, where the color-coded, the color codes that are used at this time here is purple and orange. These are the colors that are used in all of these operations. And here on the cover, there's one girl here, bare feet. And To the left here, you see a CNN newscast. Breaking news. NBA rookie uses his shoes to speak out on the Florida school shooting. But I mean, they don't even mention who this NBA rookie is. And is this breaking news that somebody has scribbled on his shoe, end gun violence? And then it says on the other shoe was written, pray for Parkland. Yeah. So we go emotional as well. Mm. We go to the Santa Fe school shooting very recently here. What do we see? Sean's shoes. And then the shoes have become a symbol for gun control now, where recently there were 7,000, that's 14,000 shoes placed outside the capsule. Here you see down to the right here, youth gun violence victims to be honored. Look at the image there. Is that shoes from students or high school people? No, they're baby shoes. Once again, they go emotional.
Yeah, very weird.
So here, it's exactly the one you talked about, where Hillary was being led into the van, or somebody that we think is Hillary, because you never see her. You just see somebody with a similar haircut or a wig that is led to the van, and then did she die? Did she have an attack or whatever? And this is what was left on the pavement, her shoe. Then you have the recent YouTube shooter, which seems to be like a 3D animated figure. I mean, she doesn't even seem real in many of the videos. And what is the image in live TV streaming from the news? The shoe. We have the murder of MP Joe Cox in England. That was right before the Brexit referendum. And this was like a copycat murder of the Swedish Prime Minister Anna Lindh. That was just 2 days before the referendum about the currency being changed from the Swedish krona to the euro. And when they couldn't, through propaganda and logic, reason, persuade the population of Sweden, I would suggest they went, they meant emotional. So they killed the person that was standing up for the euro, and she was stabbed very brutally. Her name was Anna Lindh. She was 36 years old, two kids. And that's almost swayed the poll so that the euro went through, but it didn't succeed, and Sweden still had the krona. Then when the Brexit referendum came in England, they did an exact identical operation there, where this young politician, 36 years old, with two children, identical, were brutally stabbed, identical. And here we have again, from the alleged crime scene, the shoes. The shoes.
And Quinn Michaels would tell us that 36 is an encoded 9-3.
I know, but I tell you, Jason, I know with numerology and all of these things. I mean, when I hear people talk about numerology, it doesn't matter what numbers are given, they can come up with saying, well, that means that and that means this and whatever.
Right.
I